Moncrief on News Talk.
A few years back, we did tell you about a robbery that took place in the Stuart Gardner Museum in Boston in 1990, including a Vermeer and a Rembrandt. About $1 billion worth of art was stolen and to this day has not been recovered. But a documentary to be screened on BBC 4 tonight claims that the stolen art might be in Dublin. It's called The $1 Billion Art Hunt, and the man behind it is John Wilson, who joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
So could you start by telling us a little bit about the robbery? Because it does sound like something from a movie.
It is like a movie, but in terms of the security, it was nothing like a movie. I think it was well known that the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, which is, you know, the cultural jewel in the crown in Boston, really amazing place with just an astonishing collection of artworks amassed by Isabella Stewart Gardner herself at the turn of the 19th century, at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. Two guys turned up in the early hours of the 18th of March. So just as St. Patrick's Night is winding down, we've gone past midnight. You know, it's been a busy night for the cops, I'm sure. Mm. And there are two guards who actually were music students. They were sort of moonlighting as security guards, and they were sitting at the desk, and two guys turned up wearing Boston police uniforms and stick-on moustaches, and they said there'd been a reported disturbance at the museum. The guards should have, you know, asked for ID. They just let them in, and within seconds they were tied up. These two guys then spent 81 minutes just helping themselves, just wandering around the galleries, and they got away with an astonishing collection. I mean, there's a Vermeer, which is worth probably, well, I mean, it's very, very hard to tell because, you know, these things just don't come onto the market. There are only 33 Vermeer paintings in existence anyway, and this one is still missing. And, you know, if it was ever sold, who knows? The art market's gone mad in recent years, so it probably is worth about $500,000 alone.
Crazy.
So it's, and then alongside that, there was The Storm on the Sea of Galilee by Rembrandt, the only seascape ever painted by Rembrandt, the Dutch master, a biblical scene, an amazing painting. And if you go in there now to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, which is just an incredible place, when she died, this is a great little story, by the way, when she died, she left the entire museum and the collection, all of the art, to the city of Boston on the condition that nothing was ever touched, nothing was ever moved, and you couldn't add to the collection, you couldn't take away from it. So when the guards or when the curators came in the next morning after the heist, early hours or in the morning of the 18th of March 1990, they found the frames on the floor, the paintings being cut from the back of the frames, and they had to put the frames back on the wall. And that's what you see when you walk in there now. It's haunting, you know, see green flock wallpaper behind empty frames, and those paintings have not been seen. 13 artworks altogether, I should say. But I mean, the real important ones are the three Rembrandts, the Vermeer, there's an amazing painting by Manet, and then five sketches by Degas, all of which feature jockeys on horses.
Yeah, so these guys
they
knew what they were looking for in because they left things behind. Now tell us, and as I say, we did a piece about this 2 or 3 years ago, and there were various theories, and you know, one it sort of involved Whitey Bulger, Irish American gangster, as you know. Now this guy Charlie Hill, who and listeners will remember when the paintings were stolen from Rusborough House in County Wicklow, and he was instrumental in recovering them. So, what he's told you is what links this now from Boston to here?
Well, his theory is that the Vermeer is the link. As you know, when Rusborough House was raided by Martin Carhill and his gang, they took a Vermeer. They took loads of paintings, actually, and threw lots of them alongside the road, you know, in the Wicklow Hills. But it was the Vermeer and the Goya painting which they got away with. Charlie Hill was working for the Metropolitan Police Art and Antique Squad at the time, and he was brought in by Interpol. It was a pan-European operation, and he was the man who led the sting operation, and he got the Vermeer and the Goya back from Antwerp Airport. Now, he thinks that they know there's a Vermeer. His theory is that there were two guys from Dublin who were over in Boston. This is where it gets a bit shady. He says it was a freelance operation, but the two guys that he says were involved that he has been told were involved had Republican sympathies and were active within units for a while. But this was not an operation ordered by the IRA. And that's really important because I think a lot of people, knowing, you know, one of the key theories for many years, as you've already said, is that Whitey Bulger was involved. Mm. Bulger, of course, was a big fundraiser for the IRA for many years. He was involved in the, you know, that shipment of arms that came across to the west coast of Ireland in 86 on the fishing boat, the Valhalla, that was raided by the FBI and the Garda. And so everybody thought that Whitey Bulger may have had something to do with it, including Charlie Hill himself. And he thinks that, you know, even if Whitey Bulger hadn't ordered the hit on the heist on the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, he would have made it his business to have found out something about those paintings soon after they were stolen. Charlie then actually in the last couple of years has changed his view because of information given to him by another Dublin resident, Mr. Martin Foley, who I'm sure you know many of your
Indeed,
listeners know
yes.
of by reputation. So we tried to talk to Martin, and this is the point of the film on BBC Four tonight, because Martin has been helping Charlie with these inquiries for the last couple of years, and has Charlie convinced that the paintings are in Dublin? Charlie is convinced that Foley is telling the truth, that he somehow knows where the paintings were hidden. He thinks, well, he knows that Foley had nothing to do with it, with the heist and with the shipment of the paintings, if indeed that's what happened. But he thinks that because of his contacts, Foley has good information that could lead to the exact whereabouts of where the paintings may be hidden.
And when he says it was a freelance operation, does he mean two Irish fellas just hired a couple of cop outfits and fake moustaches and wandered in there and robbed the place?
That seems to be, and it's not as preposterous as it sounds, you see, because, Sean, when I went over there to Boston, I just thought, come on, you can't just rob a place like this.
Mm.
The fact is the security was terrible. You know, the security was awful. They had no cameras. There were motion sensors in the galleries. That's how they know these two guys were there. But the fact is that there were many plans, apparently, afoot to rob that place for many years. There was a very well-known Boston art thief called Miles Connor who had, you know, he had scoped the place out many times. And apparently there was a playbook. There was an absolute master plan of how you rob that place. And it was being passed around. And they would, you know, criminals were waiting for the right time to do it. Charlie's theory is that these two guys who were lying low in Boston were came across the plans. You know, they just found somebody in the right time, the right place, and they decided to put into operation the plans that have been drawn up for a long time. You know, that's the story anyway.
Yeah. And I, as far as I recall, one of the difficulties after the Rossborough raid was that when they had possession of these paintings, they didn't really know who to sell them to for the pretty obvious reason that they were very famous paintings.
Yeah, that's it. And this is the problem with the Isabella Stewart Gardner Hall. This is the fear that anybody who knows anything about those paintings have. Is that, you know, you steal paintings which you have been told are very valuable. You know, when they were stolen in 1990, you know, the price tag on those paintings collectively was, at the time, it was $500 million. You know, now because of the art market going crazy, you know, it's probably $1 billion worth of art if you ever put them all to auction and sold them. But the fact is, when you get away with hundreds of, you know, millions of pounds worth of dollars worth of art, you then quickly realize you can't sell them. You know, there's only one painting called The Concert by Vermeer. There's only one Storm on the Sea of Galilee. And, you know, you just can't offload that. Very often criminals realize, or, you know, historically, traditionally, they have used stolen art as bartering tools, as collateral. You know, it could be an arms deal, could be a drugs deal. It shows you're serious. You know, you walk into a room and you slap down a Vermeer on the table, the other guys know you're serious.
Yeah, so it's true. We have to stop it there, John. Thank you. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's on BBC Four tonight at 9 p.m. It's called The Billion Dollar Art Hunt.
Moncrief on News Talk.